So good to be together. Praise the Lord. We are a group of people that have given ourselves to the belief that the Lord is still speaking today and that the Lord has opinions. And we believe what the scripture says concerning the gifts of the Spirit. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, I don't want you to be uninformed about the gifts. I want you to understand how they work and how they work specifically in the church. And then he gets to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and he says, now this is how the gifts work in a public setting here. This is how prophecy works. This is how tongues and interpretation work. And I really want you to understand God's a God of order. He's a God of peace. And then, as you all know, right between chapter 12 and right between chapter 14 is chapter 13, saying, this is the most excellent way. If you have all kinds of prophetic gifts and all kinds of wisdom and knowledge, and if you even give your life to die and be burned at the stake, if you don't have love, it doesn't matter. We have to make sure the middle, the main thing, holds chapter 12 and chapter 14 together. And so, while we give ourselves to eagerly pursuing the higher gifts and eagerly pursuing prophecy, as it says in the scripture, to build one another up, we always want to come back to that plumb line in the middle of chapter 13. How are we doing on the love side? What are we doing with that? Well, I'm saying this to say, we just had an elders meeting last night that was robust and beautiful, 3 hours plus long. And we just got a real healthy discussion going that we're going to talk about here in days to come about what does it mean to earnestly desire the gifts and hold tightly to the Spirit here and hold tightly to the Word here. What does that look like for us as a body? Because we ultimately don't want to promote the gifts as something higher than love. We want them to stay in their place, right? And so our desire is to teach into that and to model that well, because we actually want way more dreams, visions, prophecies, tongues, and interpretations, not way less. That's the goal here, right? Paul doesn't write this because he's like, now I want you all to tone it down. He's like, I want you to speak in tongues more than I do. I speak more than all of you. But here, listen, I want you all to be built up, most importantly. Well, yesterday, my crazy Uncle Sam texts me. He's like, hey, what's going on tomorrow? I'm like, well, I'm preaching out of Philippians and doing this and that. I said, why? You got a word? He's like, well, I'm thinking about talking about the prophetic and the importance of just a reset in the prophetic. I'm like, that's the word. So come back next week and I'll preach a sermon on Philippians. But so I'm just teeing this up to say this is why he's here today. And I'm saying that to say, come up here. I want us to hear not only this word, but also to perceive what the Lord is doing in season as a body together. What's he speaking to us? And I really want that to be discerned through what is said. Amen.